Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Last week, our gospel reading from Mark chapter 7 covered how Jesus said, "It is not what comes into a man from outside that defiles him, but what comes out of a man. From his heart comes all kinds of evil desires." And there he declared all foods were clean, saying that you're not saved by following the Old Testament covenant, the Old Testament law, but rather you're saved by Christ himself, saved by the one who comes to make you clean. And Jesus, in our gospel reading for today, is going to put this teaching into action by showing us who is worthy of being saved. Who is worthy of being cleaned by the Son of God? Because in order to understand our reading for today, we have to understand that according to the Jews in Jesus' time, the Gentiles were unclean in everything that they did, everything that they were, and what they failed to do, because they didn't follow the Old Testament covenant. They didn't act as they were supposed to do according to God's will revealed to them in the Old Testament. So they were wholly unclean. They were not set apart as the people of Israel were. And for this reason, the Jews in Jesus' time often wouldn't even want to associate with Gentiles or go into their homes. You can think about when Jesus is being put on trial in the Gospel of John, and the Pharisees and the Sadducees won't even go in to Pilate's house, because if they go into his house, then they will be defiled and won't be able to eat the Passover. But Jesus, in our reading for today, is telling us that it's not that this group of people are the only ones who can be saved and all Gentiles can't, but rather he's telling us all people in the world are worthy of his salvation. Not because of anything about them, but because of what he does for them. Jesus comes to save all people of the world. And he does this, he shows this by first going into the region of Tyre and Sidon. And then later in the reading, he goes into the region of the Decapolis. These are outside of Judea. Tyre and Sidon is to the northwest. The Decapolis is to the east. These are all Greek cities, Gentile cities. So Jesus goes into these cities, and he goes into the house of the Gentiles, and then he entered into the region of Tyre and Sidon, and he did not want anyone to know, but he could not be hidden because the word about him had already gone into these regions. The fame of his great works and his great mercy had already gone out among these people. And immediately, a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and fell down at his feet. She was in dire need, needed her daughter to be healed, needed this unclean spirit to be cast out of her, and she sought out Jesus in great faith in order to seek his mercy. Falling down at his feet only based on what she had heard about him, only based on the reputation that Jesus had beforehand. And this is wonderful faith that this woman exhibits. And Jesus is going to try to teach us today that he comes to save all people, that his mercy is given to all people, Jew and Gentile alike, but he also wants to test this woman. He also wants her to come to this conclusion as well. And Jesus' words to her might seem rather harsh to our ears, but we have to understand he's testing her in order that she might cling to him in faith all the more. Listen to what he says when she begs that her daughter would be healed. "Let the children be fed first, for it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." This seems rude. This seems shocking. Why does Jesus seem to be pushing this lady away who is clinging to him? He's doing it for the very reason that she might confess with her mouth that she is worthy to receive mercy, not because of anything she's done, not because of anything that she is, but rather because of how great and merciful Jesus is. He wants to give her the opportunity to cling to Christ even in the face of adversity. And that is exactly what she does. She gives one of the clearest confessions in the entire Bible of who Jesus is in his saving power. Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. She could have looked to herself and said, well, I'm a decent person. I'm worthy of having you do this for me. She could have left in despair. That's not what she does. She responds, there's nothing good about me that makes me worthy of receiving this, and yet I'm going to appeal to God's mercy himself. I'm not going to say I deserve it. I'm not going to say there's anything worthy about me. I'm even willing to just lick up the crumbs that fall on the floor. Begging for the mercy of God, looking to him alone for salvation. That's the great confession that Jesus urges this woman to make, that his great mercy is for all people, not because of their own worthiness, but because of his great and abundant mercy. And the exact same thing is going to happen later in our reading when he goes to the Decapolis. And these people bring a deaf and mute man up to him in order that he might have mercy on him as well, in order that he might heal him. All of these people looking to Jesus alone for healing, for mercy, salvation. And Jesus did have mercy on them. Jesus said to the woman who made this great confession of faith, for this statement you may go your way. The demon has left your daughter. And she went home and found the child lying in bed and the demon gone. And in the same way, he has mercy on this Gentile man in the Decapolis who was deaf and mute. And he even is so merciful to this man, he reaches out and touches him, touching his ears, touching his tongue, even to loose his tongue, open his ears in order that he might speak, in order that he might hear, in order that he might hear the promises of God, and in order that he might speak the praises of God. So what do these messages tell us about who Jesus is, what he's done, and who he has come for? First of all, these show us Jesus' almighty power. They show that he is the one who is the Old Testament God, Yahweh, in the flesh, who comes to heal his people, who comes to save his people. You can tie this to the Old Testament reading from Isaiah 35. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame man shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute sing for joy. Jesus does all of this. He fulfills it in his own body. He proves that he is Almighty God come to save his people. That's one thing that he proves with his miracles today. And then an amazing thing about this is where he does it. He does it in Gentile regions, to Gentiles, showing that this promise is not just for the people of Israel of the Old Testament, but this promise is for all people. So then what does this teach us today about how we should understand who's worthy to receive mercy? Sometimes we might think that we receive the mercy of God, or we come to faith, we are Christians because we're pretty decent people. You know, if people looked at us, they would think, that's a guy who seems like he would be a Christian. That's a person who seems like he should believe in God. So that's why God pours out his mercy on me. But that's exactly the opposite of what Jesus says in our text for today. That it's not according to our worthiness. It's not according to anything about us. But rather, it's only the grace and mercy of God alone. The grace and mercy of God that saw you in your lowly, sinful estate came to this earth and died for you, bore your sins on the cross, shed his blood to forgive you, to heal you, to cast out the demonic spirits that oppressed us, to open our eyes, open our ears, so that we might confess the glory of God, hear his word in faith, and believe. That's the promise Jesus has for all people. And so often in Jesus' ministry, the people who should understand it, the people who should believe, don't. And the people that shouldn't believe, the people that shouldn't understand it, do. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, they don't understand it, but they should have. Because they were the ones that were watching for the Messiah, the ones who were waiting for the Messiah, but they don't understand it. And then, in this story for today, a random Gentile woman knows who Jesus is. These random people in the Decapolis know who Jesus is. So this just drives home over and over again that sometimes the people who are going to believe aren't the ones that we would certainly expect to believe. Sometimes somebody that seems like they should believe are going to have their hearts hardened, are going to close themselves off to the gospel. So simply all we can do is pray that God would enlighten our hearts with understanding, that he would give us faith in our hearts to cling to Jesus. And above all, to not even look to ourselves, not even look to just all the externals about other people, the externals about our own lives, what we think should make us worthy to receive the gospel, but rather look to Christ himself. Look to Christ for healing. Look to Christ in his great and abundant mercy. For his mercy is what saves us, not any merit or worthiness on our part. Look to the mercy and grace of Christ, and you too will receive healing. You too will receive salvation. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.